Well, hello, hello, guys. Thanks for tuning in to my 5-Minute Friday. This is Dr. K. Durayraj, and you are listening to Beauty Bites, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon with Dr. K. And thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to teach you all about the science of vibrant, sexy skin at every age.
And I'm excited today to introduce my friend and colleague, my MERS rep, Ryan.
Yay. Hello, everybody. Hello.
And Ryan has been one of the most awesome reps for one of the most awesome products. I use Radiesse and Bellotero from this company, and it's my favorite product for sculpting jawlines, cheekbones, and Bellotero I use a lot for under eyes. But I thought we'd take this opportunity to talk to a guy about what he's doing for skincare. So, Ryan, I know you have skin.
I do, thankfully.
Mostly when I ask my guy patients about their skin, they're like, yeah, I have skin. I wash it. What do you do for your skin?
Absolutely. Well, I love using Dr. K's serum. I use that after I shave just about every day. In addition to that, I'll use a sunscreen, and once or twice a week, I'll do a exfoliation on my skin as well. That's awesome. Really the extent of it. So I can definitely use some more knowledge
tips.
And
more tips. And you're not just saying that because I buy your product all the time, right?
Absolutely not. It's sitting right there in my bathroom by the sink, the serum, and definitely use it every day.
And actually, he couldn't use it for the longest time because he had the big bushy beard, which we finally
that is true.
Him to get rid of.
We took a weed whacker to that thing. It's gone.
So, yeah, the hydration serum is awesome. For those of you who are not using a hyaluronic acid serum as part of your regimen, you don't have to use mine. There's so many brands out there now that are using hyaluronic acids. And first off, it's an amazing hydrator. So you can't get better hydration for your skin. Hyaluronic acid, as you may or may not know, is the molecule that's in all of our fillers and in our skin, in your own natural skin. So, Ryan, do you know, like, how much hyaluronic acid do you lose by age 50 if you do absolutely nothing?
I have no idea.
Well, 50%. Doesn't that suck?
That is quite a bit. That is quite a bit.
Yes, yeah. When you are a baby, you are plump and juicy. You have this hydrated, nice, supple skin. And as we get to be teenagers, it thins out. In your 20s, you still have it. 30 to 40, not so much. And by 50, half of your hyaluronic acid is gone. Mm. So patients that are scared of filler, I understand your fear, but if you don't start replacing some of the natural components of your skin, you are going to have thinning, volume loss, deflation, drooping, sagging, all those lovely adjectives.
All the things we don't want.
Yes, so try to think of filler as a volume replacement and a correction for components of your skin you're losing as you age. That's super important. And then if you don't want to do filler, remember you can use topical line fillers like my serum. So it's made of the same components of filler, but I fractionated it to 3 small molecules. It penetrates the surface of the skin. I would say it feels amazing, right?
It does, actually. It really does.
Once you start using it, you definitely get a little addicted to the glowy, dewy, just immediate hydration of it. So I've seen hyaluronics out there from almost every skincare line. It's available. Neutrogena, Target, Level, Sephora Level, Nordstrom's Level. Always, I'm teaching all my patients and all my listeners out there, always use Physician Strength Skincare. I'd love to be the person who tells you, like, oh, they're all the same. Go ahead and buy it at the drugstore, department store. I'm so sorry. They're not all the same. Your $2.99, $5.99 product is not going to be the same quality ingredients as your skincare you can get from your doctor's office. And neither is your fancy Nordstrom's brand name, because sadly to say, you know, they're putting a lot of effort on advertising, packaging, branding, and minimal ingredient strength. So take that as a takeaway tip. Always go for physician-grade skincare. But definitely add a hyaluronic to your regimen.
Absolutely. And that's a great point Dr. Kate brings up. The biggest thing to look at is the ingredient list. Biggest thing.
Yes, number one. And then, Ryan, so one of your products is Xeomin. I know people out there are really curious about what's the difference between Xeomin and Botox and Dysport. How do you like to explain Xeomin?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to purity. So our manufacturing process, we're able to eliminate proteins from our toxin molecule, whereas our competitors, their manufacturing process, the proteins remain on their molecule. So we have a very pure molecule that has the same efficacy as, you know, as Dr. K mentioned, Botox and Dysport. So you're looking at probably an onset anywhere between 1 to 3 days and then a duration of 3 to 4 months, sometimes more, sometimes a little bit less. But great clinical results. But if, as long as you, I think the thing that differentiates us is the purity piece.
I think Christie Brinkley is your spokesperson this year. So that's huge for the company, and it gives a lot of people a good feeling because she's such a natural beauty. She's very into organic and pure stuff, and that definitely Xeomin works as effectively as Botox and Dysport. So number one, don't worry about the efficacy of these products. The neurotoxins, they start working in a week. They typically last 3 to 4 months. And I use a lot of Xeomin interchangeably. Sometimes I'll use Botox. I'm trying to switch a few more of my patients over to Xeomin, mainly because I do think that over time your body does recognize certain proteins over and over. When you get repeat exposure, you may over time get a little sensitized to where your Botox doesn't last as long or where you need higher and higher doses. So it's always wise to maybe switch things up. And I like to tell patients they're like Pepsi and Coke. Very similar. They
Yep,
both are pretty much the
absolutely.
same. I do have people who love their Pepsi and gotta have their Coke, but mostly they're very interchangeable.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And I'm so excited about Radiesse this year. I've been using Radiesse in a lot of new ways. I use it for jawline sculpting, cheekbone sculpting, and this year I'm doing more treatments with an off-label use, which I'm using in the neck, crepey skin of the arms, even on buttock dimples. So, kind of some new fabulous stuff in the future.
Absolutely. It's a great product, and Dr. K definitely puts it to very good use.
Well, I wish you guys could get a visual of Ryan. He's just like tall, handsome, wonderful, one of the best reps ever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we are going to interview guys all week, and I'm going to give you guys little snippets of what do guys do for their skin, because it's kind of a mystery, and it's not fair, because guys always look good, and they age so much better than us poor women. And you guys just get distinguished, gray, and handsome, and we get like old and tired.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's not fair. I think women have a much harder time aging. And actually, I was reading a paper this week that talked about it's actually a fact that men age better and their skin does better long term because of the thickness of the skin. So you have better thickness, better muscles under the skin, and more blood supply to the skin. So that's why women's skin's a little thinner, more atrophied, and tends to have aging changes faster. So,
Interesting.
damn you, men.
It's our fault.
And all you girls out there, use some good skincare.
Thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. And you can find me here on Tuesdays for a longer podcast and Fridays for our 5 Minute Friday. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, DrKay, and check out all the amazing things I'm doing with people's faces. Thanks again and stay beautiful.